Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, September 26th. Markets all started higher across the board overnight. Corn backed off late a couple of cents to finish mixed. We got December corn down a half cent, 373 and three quarters, off a high of 375 and three quarters, trading inside yesterday's range, so not much going on in the corn. Export sales came in weak, 494,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 600,000 and 1.3 million metric tons. So again, corn market's drifting, maybe awaiting Monday stocks report. In the wheat, we had Chicago and Kansas City playing catch up to the Minneapolis spring wheat. December Chicago up 7.25 cents, 484.5. Kansas City December up 6.5 cents at 410.5, and Minneapolis spring wheat Dece up 4.5 cents, 558.75. You had Kansas City and Chicago testing yesterday's lows overnight and then bouncing off those lows, coming in at the 20-day moving averages, finishing higher and above yesterday's highs on the day there. Export sales in the middle of the range, 283,000 versus guesses of between 200 and 500,000. Finally, looking at the beans, November finished up 4.5 cents, 893 and three quarters, inside yesterday's range. USDA announced a sale this morning at 257,000 tons to China, so another good faith purchase. We'll see if that continues. And exports came in higher end of the range, 1.04 million metric tons. They were looking for between 600,000 and 1.3. Overnight, China stated that they are in close communication with the U.S., so another bit of words that really doesn't mean a whole lot, but sounds good enough to get the market to rally. We'll see how things develop in the October talks. Outside markets, you've got the dollar down 4 ticks, 98.61. Crude oil down 36 cents a barrel at 56.12, and you got the stock market trading up about 40 points in pre-opening markets. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.